It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
I've been waiting on this announcement. For some reason, I just felt like I knew it was coming. I don't know, just with everything going on in her life. We heard a few days ago that she was opening a bar up in Nashville. I just felt like it was time for that big announcement. And she gave it to us yesterday. She shared that her new album, Whirlwind, is going to be coming out soon. She put on social media, quote, "That's what my life has been the last couple years. I hope this record brings peace to your whirlwind and wraps its arms around you like it did me when I was writing and recording it." This album will be released from Lainey Wilson August 23rd, which is huge.
She needs to learn taking deep breaths, slowing down. I mean, everybody needs to learn that, but it seems like she's been everywhere at every time.
She stays so incredibly busy, and I'm sure she feels like her life is a whirlwind. So I'm hoping this album is just a lot about her experience living that dream that she's been able to live these last few years. She also released the cover art, and she looks absolutely beautiful. If you want to see that, you can do that at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And we heard from Tyler Hubbard yesterday, but now the other half of Florida Georgia Line, Brian Kelly, he's telling his side of the story. What's funny about this is they actually went on the same podcast to tell their sides of the story, but they went on different episodes. Okay. So obviously there is some drama between the two of them. And apparently all of this drama started when Tyler decided to play Biden's inauguration by himself. This is Brian talking about that.
The boundary was, if you want to do that, we're not going to make FGL music for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not what I want. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to make some music, and we had a touring deal. We're still going to tour. We're all excited about that. I went from, you know, no music in the foreseeable future to, you know, now we're not even going to tour. He was trying to get out of the 2022 festival dates that we had already committed to because he didn't want to be seen as a duo because he was already ready to, you know, push his solo career in overdrive.
I know a lot of people think this is very political, and that's why they ended up breaking up Florida Georgia Line. But if you listen to the whole interview, it sounds like Brian saying that Tyler kind of went out by himself and did that inauguration, and it was more of a statement like, hey, this is me going solo, rather than his issue politically with it. So who knows what the real reason is, but obviously there's some drama here, and it's more intense than any of us thought.
Wow. I'm trying to wrap my head around all of that. Like, who was the one that actually initiated the solo thing, and who didn't? Because you don't know when you listen to both interviews.
Well, they both blame it on each other, It's like, you really can't tell. Definitely some drama there.
Trying to sort that out. We'll sort out today. After the rain and clouds, we'll get sunshine later and a high of 78. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning at 6:33. It is time to brag on your mom, and this is all the pressure you're going to need if you're not bragging on your mom. Who are you? We're at 800-849-1061 on the eve of Mother's Day. I know Haley always talks about her mom and how amazing she is. She in the car right now, by the way?
She is not in the car now, but she is seriously one of my best friends. I know I've said that over and over again, so you know a lot about her. I mean, she's a teacher, which I feel just shows that she has like a complete heart of gold, but she would literally give the skin off of her back for anybody.
Yeah.
There are times when she's bought new clothes. It'll be like a really cute new outfit that she loves, and I'll be like, Mom, can I borrow that? It'll still have the tags on it. She's like, yeah, wear it. I mean, she's just the most selfless person.
Yeah, you know, I remember when we were out at in Winder, or in Bethlehem, I'm sorry, settling the Bethlehem thing, and she bought me a coffee, and she kept saying, do you want donuts? Do you want another coffee? What about a sandwich? I was like, that's really cool.
She also loves coming out to anything that I do for work, and she used to be like that when I swam in college, too. She was just always there. She always showed up for everything, and one thing that I always say is you can tell a lot about somebody's parents, and you know that you did a good job raising your kids if they still want to hang out with you as adults. And every weekend, me and my husband are hanging out with my mom.
That's so cool. You know, my mom, you know, did so many things, was always helping me all the way through college and as an adult, always sending those care packages. If you get a care package from your mom, if you go to college, you've gone to college, or you just get them as an adult, it's pretty awesome. And she does it now for the kids, which is so awesome. Just randomly sends things, and I love it. It's just like, oh, this is cool. I want one of those, Mom.
Because she lives up in Pennsylvania, right? Yeah. So you don't get to see her all that much, but you guys still travel up there all the time.
Yeah, we do get to go see her, you know, as much as possible. It's a little difficult as we get older, as the kids get older, and there's more things to do. But she's always been someone that has asked about how's your day going, what's going on.
Yeah.
Always has this sense of, is there something going on? The other day we had bad weather, and she was like, I see what's going on the Weather Channel. Are you guys okay?
That's so sweet. Isn't that funny how parents will do that? They'll call you up and be like, hey, you need to be careful. I think there's a tornado outside, but they live four states away.
Yeah.
But it just shows you how much they care about you and how much she cares about you to watch your back like that and to be thinking about you.
Let's talk about your moms now. Let's brag on your mom. Mother's Day is a couple of days away. 800-849-1061. We want to hear how awesome your mom is. It is time to brag on your mom on Adam and Haley in the Morning with Mother's Day only days away. This is really an opportunity, and everybody should be bragging on their mom, right?
Is it normal that everybody feels like they have the best mom? We're all like arguing with each other over whose is better.
I'm telling you, it's an argument everybody should have, though. It's really awesome to do that. Good morning. Who is this and where are you from?
Hey, this is Ellen from Carlton.
Talk about your mom to us. What you got?
So I actually bought the house next door to my parents that I grew up in, and my mom and I are best friends. We can look at each other and have like a full conversation with just our eyes almost every night where I'm over at her house and we're playing card games. She's been my rock through everything, through my divorce, putting me through school. She's even helping me raise my daughter. She's just... Wow. She's my best friend.
I'm telling you that you are literally living my dream, because I've always told my mom, most people don't want to live close to their parents or they want to have that distance. I've always said, Mom, the second we can buy houses next to each other, buying houses next to each other.
Look out.
I mean, it's perfect, especially when you have a 14-year-old and she's just like, I'm just going to go over to my grandparents real quick.
That's
You're
awesome.
Like, okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the Morning. And at 644, listen, you're bragging on your mom at 800-849-1061. Who is this? Where are you from?
This is Jessica from Georgia. I learned firsthand not to do drugs or alcohol. I wanted to know if you would play Beautiful Crazy.
Nice. You learned firsthand from your mom not to do that.
You know what? Moms teach us lots
they
of
do,
things.
They do, you know?
Sometimes you learn from watching others.
Yep. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the Morning. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Mackenzie from Jefferson.
What you want to say about your mom?
My mom is the best mom ever. I'm 25 and still living at home because I'm a first-year teacher, and she makes my coffee every morning.
Yes. That's a big win.
Now I feel like my mom's slacking.
Now you're saying your mom's slacking, Haley? Come on.
She doesn't make me coffee every morning. Come on.
That's huge. Thanks so much for checking in. This is really huge too, Haley. We love playing world premieres before anybody else.
Especially when it's Thomas Rhett. I mean, come on. There's not a Thomas Rhett song that we don't absolutely love. And this is brand new music from him right now.
This is called Beautiful As You on 106.1 WNGC. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. That's the world premiere of Thomas Rhett and Beautiful As You. Makes you feel pretty, like, all inside those feels.
Whenever I hear a song from him, all I can think about is his beautiful family. And that song reminds me of them.
And, of course, we're going to play it all day long.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
Baby Bieber is on the way. I am so excited about this. Haley and Justin Bieber shared on social media they are expecting to announce the baby. They actually posted videos and pictures of their wedding vow renewal. But you could see that Haley was like holding her baby bump, and then they just tagged each other in the caption. No caption.
It was kind of weird when I first saw it. I was wondering, what are they doing? It didn't make much sense. And then you kind of figured it out as you scrolled through the pictures, and you can do that as well and see, oh, she's got a bump. And Bieber had his Atlanta Braves cap on.
I saw that, which I thought was so cool. But you're such a guy. Like, I immediately knew exactly what they were announcing. You're like, I had to scroll through and investigate. I knew as soon as I saw the pictures, I could see her with the baby bump, and I'm like, yep, they're having a baby. So a big congratulations to them. It feels like this has been a long time in the works. So we will keep updating you as we learn more about the baby. And lots of drama in the pageant world. Miss Teen USA has officially resigned. This is happening just a few days after we got the news that Miss USA resigned. Uma Sofia Cerveceva shared that her personal values no longer align with the direction of the organization in the statement that she made. Now, when we talked about Miss USA resigning, she said she was resigning due to mental health reasons. But there has now been a lot of speculation that there's something else going on. She posted this long statement on Instagram. And if you go through and circle the first letter in every sentence of what she posted, it spells silenced, which is really kind of scary and weird.
Yeah, it sounds like a very toxic environment and they're getting out. And listen, if I was in that type of environment, which what seems to be what they have been in, I'd be bouncing too.
I think a lot of reason that people want to be in this role is so that they have that public platform to speak on what they believe in and to make the change they want to make. And it sounds like they're not given the opportunity
to do that.
Or there's definitely something going on that we're not seeing. So I'll continue to update you if we get any more information on this, and just wishing both of them the best of luck. And TikTok will now start flagging content that is AI generated. This is coming as there's a big discussion right now, first off, about whether or not TikTok is going to be banned. And then also with AI being used more and more, people are concerned that you're not going to be able to tell the difference between AI and what's actually real. So now when you see something that incorporates AI in any way, whether it be the voice of the person that you're watching, how they look, it's going to be flagged as AI generated content in the caption.
How did we get here?
I know, it's crazy.
What in the world?
I will warn you, though. I saw a girl that I follow on TikTok that I've been following for a long time post that one of her videos was flagged as using AI, but it wasn't actually using AI. So they're still going to have to sort out the kinks of this, but at least there will be some sort of disclaimer.
Isn't that scary that you really can't tell anymore? So you're not sure, is it really real? Is it not? And maybe it is real and they say it's not.
Yeah, it's really freaky.
Confusing stuff. Well, we do know the weather is real today. If the rain hasn't already moved out where you're at, we're going to get the clouds and sun later and 78. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:32. We're getting you in for $1,000 at 8 o'clock. I don't know what you need to spend that on, but I really hope you get this.
We are less than 30 minutes away from that next keyword.
Yeah, download the Your Georgia Country app. We'll take care of that at 8 o'clock. Right now, Haley's really been nasty to me this morning. Nasty.
You are so dramatic.
She's talking about, you know, what brings the, you know, when what brings a redneck out of you, and when's the last time you've really shown that, and she really made fun of me this morning.
Okay, you literally get on to me all the time about the redneck and trashy things that I do, so I'm just throwing you under the bus this morning. When I saw your car, when I pulled up for work, my jaw hit the floor. Because this is one of the most redneck things I've ever seen, and I just don't understand why.
You haven't paid attention then, because it happens every time it rains. The story is, my son broke my sunroof. He leaned on it. It shattered, broke the mechanism on it. So it's going to cost like $2,000 to fix it. There's no reason.
Because my car's on your sunroof?
Because what they like to do out of the bus stop, when I pick them from the bus stop, they like to hang out the window in our neighborhood, because we only go 5 miles an hour. I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So he decided to do that when he opened the window and didn't open it the whole way. Leaned on it, smashed it, it broke.
Oh, no.
So the way I fixed it was, I'm able to use that flex tape, which you have no idea that anything's even broke. Well, he decided to rip that off, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So my only other option, because I'm not going to get it fixed, because I want to get a new car at the end of the year, because that's paid off. I don't need to. There's no reason to put that money into it. So my only other thing is, when it rains, put those Tupperware tops over the hole so nothing gets in there when it rains, and I'm good to go.
Okay, just to paint the picture for you, and you can see this up at Your Georgia Country's Facebook page and Your Georgia Country's Instagram page. He literally has the Tupperware tops from those big containers that you store things in just sitting on top of his roof.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What does that do? Block out the rain?
Yeah, that's why they're there.
This is ridiculous.
I can't believe this.
I understand not wanting to spend the money. I completely get that. But I feel like there's something else you could do other than just put Tupperware containers on the top of your car, because that is the most redneck looking thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I can't believe you are doing this to me.
I'm just saying. I'm exposing you. It's trashy.
So what's the most redneck thing you've done? 800-849-1061. If you got something that could be mine, apparently Haley thinks that's the trashiest thing you could do.
Okay, everybody lets their redneck side show. I'm throwing you under the bus this
morning,
and it's happening.
We're at 800-849-1061, the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. You could put it under my car's picture, the Tupperware picture. Go ahead. When did your redneck come out here on Adam and Haley in the morning? Our number is 800-849-1061. Haley has made fun of me on my car putting the tops of those bins over my sunroof because my son, my S-O-N, broke it and smashed it and shattered it. And I'm not getting it fixed.
Apparently, they're like the tote containers is what people call them. But he literally just has lids sitting on top of his sunroof. The comments on Facebook are cracking me up. Amanda says a redneck idea usually works, but I don't think that one's going to hold up. Yeah, I don't think it's going to hold up either. If your redneck idea was smart...
Oh, here we go.
It would be different, but this just seems dumb.
I can't believe you're saying this stuff to me. This is wild. Good morning.
I've had to use zip ties to hold my window up so it wouldn't fall off track.
Wait, say it again.
What?
Zip ties to hold a window up so it won't fall off track.
Zip ties? Did that work?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I mention also that Haley has told me before she has had to use duct tape to hold the bottom of her car up. This is when I first started working here, she told me that.
Haley also has got to get it right before she can give you a hard time. They're tote lids, not Tupperware.
Right. Yeah, everyone's saying that on Facebook. I've always called them Tupperware containers because I know there's Tupperware, and that's what I've always used to like put my food in and stuff in the kitchen. But whenever I'm talking about those big containers, I've always called it Tupperware with a P, but I think I made that up.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Coming up in 6 minutes, we're going to do that secret celebrity so you can see Bret Michaels and Chris Jansen at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Apparently, my redneck has gotten a lot higher than I realized just because of what I've done to my sunroof with tote containers.
This is just ridiculous. It takes it too far. Jake on Facebook says, that's not you being redneck. Come on, Adam. You're giving true rednecks a bad rap. People are mad at you. They think this is like even below being a redneck.
Can I just tell you?
It's just dumb.
This was not my idea. Haley's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of your car. Well, thanks. You're the one that brought this up.
I just want everyone to see the true, real redneck side of you.
Yeah, well, good luck. Apparently, I'm not enough. Oh, we got the new Post Malone and Morgan Wallen playing. This is called I Had Some Help on WNGC. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. We're wanting to know here on Adam and Haley in the morning when your redneck came out. How much redneck do you got in you?
It's the lids on top of Adam's car that makes me think this is just a little too far. Jennifer on Facebook says, Adam, this is the best. Secure it with duct tape to make it 100% redneck.
No,
what
I don't think so.
What percent redneck is the tote lids on top of his car? Like 50, 60?
I know, there's a limit on those. Good morning.
My car mirror broke, and I went to Dollar Tree and took a handheld mirror and broke the handle off.
I'm not going to lie. It's smart, but
it.
Definitely a little bit redneck.
I mean, it works.
There you go.
It's all you need, man, for a dollar.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country.
Secret,
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 secret.
Celebrity,
celebrity,
celebrity.
Brought to you by Lake Hartwell Ford in Royston.
Can you figure out who the secret celebrity is?
We've got your tickets to see Bret Michaels with Chris Jansen at Ameris Bank Amphitheater August 3rd. If you can tell us who the secret celebrity is.
Because he didn't want to be seen with me, be seen as a duo, because he was already ready to, you know, push his solo career in overdrive.
Ooh, sounds like there's some drama there. There's been a lot of drama with both of these people.
Yeah, not a duo anymore. Who do you think that guy is? 1-800-849-1061 if you know the secret celebrity.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Brace yourselves, America. Are you ready for it?
It's time to pick a side.
We truly take this Team Adam and Team Haley thing seriously, so we've given you a visual, and for you to vote and really experience what we're talking about, you need to go to Your Georgia Country on Facebook and see the picture that Haley texted me and my boss yesterday, our boss, of her spray tan. She says she looks...
natural. It looks golden.
You look orange.
Like I've been kissed by the sun.
So look at the spray tan pic, Your Georgia Country on Facebook. There's really no arguing. I mean, you look orange. Team Adam is orange.
This is a guy's perspective. I have had orange spray tans. I've gotten my fair share of spray tans. This one's actually really good. I look golden brown. Exactly like I've been sitting at the beach for a week.
Now, you know the Zach Bryan song, Something in the Orange, he made that about you.
You are so mean. I actually thought the spray tan looked really good, and now you're making me insecure.
No, don't go there. Don't go there.
I'm playing the victim card now.
Don't go there. You agreed to do this one. Come on.
No, but we want your votes on this. I want to know what you honestly think, because I have my husband Alex's graduation party tomorrow, which is why I got a spray tan. It's a pool party. I don't want to be pale at the pool. So I was hoping that it would make me look golden and beautiful for the party. But now I'm worried that his whole family is going to think I'm orange like Adam does.
800-849-1061, or you can comment on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page, but go there to see the pick, and you vote for Team Adam and Team Haley. Team Adam and Team Haley, this morning, you must look at the pick at Your Georgia Country's Facebook page of Haley Spray Tan. Team Adam says it's orange.
It's natural, and it's just like a sun-kissed tan.
And that's Team Haley's.
I don't even see an orange tint in the picture, but Sharon on Facebook put this meme, and it says, "Can't talk, I'm juicing," and it's somebody juicing an orange. And now I'm sad.
I love these things now. You know why I love these? Because it's, the humor of our listeners comes out, and I love it.
Is it humor?
It is
awesome.
It
feels really personal because there's nothing I can do about this tan.
Good morning.
Team Haley, I think she looks golden and perfect.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't know about perfect. I do think in a few places it's a little dark in spots, but for the most part.
And gorgeous and beautiful. I can't wait to see you all dressed up and partying. Fiesta style.
Oh, you're sweet.
They'll just be a little more orange in those colors. You know what I'm saying?
You
know
what I'm saying.
Adam, you're so mean.
1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Your Georgia Country Facebook page. You can see the picture of Haley's spray tan she got before her husband's graduation party that she's throwing. And Team Adam has noticed it's one of the colors between red and yellow.
Just say it. You think it's
orange?
I think it's beautiful and natural and suntanned. Alan on Facebook says she looks a little bit like a Oompa Loompa to me. Justin says, is orange in now, Team Adam? When you see my skin somewhere and it looks like I just scrubbed it raw because it's bright red, if you see me out at the grocery store, you're going to know exactly why.
This is what did it. You can vote at 800-849-1061 after you look at the pic at the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. Good morning. This is Scott in Danielsville.
I don't see any orange. She doesn't look like Donald Trump.
That's a step in the right direction.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks natural and beautiful, right?
Yes, but why would you want a spray tan? Why can't it be just natural?
Because I'm naturally pale. I didn't want to be pale.
You're not naturally pale.
I'm paler than I would like to be naturally, so I just, like, enhanced it a little bit.
Pale is white as a paper.
1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country on Team Adam and Team Haley. Now I'm starting to get a complex because you're making me feel bad because you said that this is making you self-conscious talking about your spray tan when you did agree to this. And I will remind everybody on this where Team Adam and Team Haley is about, if you're just tuning in, Haley's spray tan that she got just before her husband's graduation party. That Haley, the last hour, complained about my car and made me feel bad, so...
We're on to making fun of me, but no, I feel like my spray tan is golden and looks beautiful, but Adam made me insecure because he told me it was orange.
I'll tell you what's golden is these Facebook comments we're getting at Your Georgia Country about your picture. Some of these are amazing.
Carmen on Facebook says, this is the reason I don't get spray tans. Lisa says, just no, but then I feel like there's still hope because Charlotte says, I don't think it's orange. You're glowing. Glenn on Facebook says, Haley, it's going to be just fine. Let it settle a day. Your pretty smile will be more important than the tan anyway.
Glenn is lifting you up. I love that.
Glenn, I feel like you're giving me a compliment sandwich or something.
It's like a backhanded compliment,
yeah,
not really. Yeah.
You're trying to be nice to me, but in the back of your mind, you're thinking that tan is orange.
You can see the picture at Your Georgia Country Facebook page. Then you call us with your vote. We're about done with the votes at 800-849-1061. There's a lot we got to go through and count these up. We want yours at 800-849-1061. Hey, 1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country. I got my buddy Mike just texted me. Is Haley a Tennessee fan?
Okay.
And that is because he said she does look orange.
The jokes just keep on coming.
On her tanning picture at Your Georgia Country Facebook
page.
Let's get to the secret celebrity one more time this morning.
Because he didn't want to be seen with me. Be seen as a duo because he was already ready to push his solo career in overdrive.
It's like they had a real breakup. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him.
Yeah, there's a lot of blaming going on. The blame game. So you got to figure out who's blaming that other person. Who is that guy? It is 800-849-1061 on the secret celebrity. If you know him, we're going to get you to Brett Michaels and Chris Jansen.
The Ameris
Bank,
the
Cincinnati Bengals. Wow, this is so good. This is so good. You know, you offered this pickup. You did. You put it out in the world. I didn't ask for it. Our boss didn't ask for it.
It's
Everybody's
funny.
Invested in this whole party for your husband. The graduation party happening tomorrow is why you got it. So who won?
it's actually looking like that I'm going to pull out the win on this one.
Oh, no.
Looking at the Facebook comments, people say it's natural. It's easy when you're reading through these to harp on the bad comments because you always want to harp on the negativity.
That's true.
But, I mean, there's lots of really sweet comments. Robin on Facebook says, Team Haley, it looks normal to me. Charlotte says, I don't think it's orange. Holly says, this is Holly, and I'm definitely Team Haley. It looks like a sun-kissed glow. I mean, come on.
You did not go to the beach. You went to a booth.
And got spray tanned.
Unbelievable.
And
so you're the winner?
Regret it, I hope, unless more people start commenting mean things, and then I will regret it.
I hope it kind of wears a little bit so it actually looks natural tomorrow.
You're just such a guy. You don't understand how this works. It will fade.
I had no idea how it works. You're exactly right.
Tomorrow when you see my pictures of the party, you're going to think to yourself, wow, Haley's gotten some sun. She looks great.
I'm going to start posting Megan Maroney, you know, Tennessee orange stuff. So anyway, Haley's the winner today. We don't usually do this. I do want to mention that Haley did win Team Adam and Team Haley, but now, Haley, now the calls really are coming in.
When I started reading through the Facebook comments, I felt so much better about the tan because everyone was telling me how golden and sun-kissed it was. It's so easy to look at the negative ones.
Team Adam or Team Haley, why not? Just for the heck of it. Hello.
Team Adam.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, these people are just making nice comments because you're going to have everlasting memories of being orange.
In pictures, yes. Well, that's what filters are for, right?
I'm so happy. I'm like, okay, I won. I had the majority of the votes. It's fine. I'm going to rock my tan tomorrow, and now you're making me rethink everything.
Well, you know, these will be everlasting memories, so you'll have it all in pictures, and you'll